It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, all right. I am joined this segment every week, as every week I'm joined with, this segment with my special guest, Ray Dustar. I call him the Juice Star because that's exactly what he is. He has a compelling story. If you didn't listen to last week, you can go to RadioMD.com, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, and download it, because Ray's story is so compelling to me because he had some health issues. He was actually prescribed with a medication. He partnered with his doctor and said, hey, can you give me some time? Let me see if I can't make some changes, diet, lifestyle. That's what we do. We want to just tweak some things where we can, what's in our control, because what are we? We are our own primary care providers, providing care for ourselves primarily in our lives. And so this gentleman actually stumbled upon, with great fervor, juicing. And he's here today with me to talk about juicing 101, the what, the how, and the why you should do it. Ray, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. It's good to be back, and I'm glad my last name officially has changed from Dustar to Juice Star. I like that.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome. You know, today I wanted to kind of touch on, you know, why I'm sure all the listeners out there are seeing either juice bars popping up in their cities. You know, Starbucks is making a big play with Evolution Fresh. They're opening up stores. You're seeing it everywhere. So the big question I get asked all the time is, why juice? Why not just eat the fruit or vegetable, and primarily all the vegetables? And the biggest answer to that is, it's just too hard on a daily basis to eat that much fruits and vegetables. We just can't do it. And secondly, if you think about it, most people, when it comes to vegetables, what are they doing? They're probably steaming them. So when you steam vegetables, that is basically steaming away all the nutritional value. So you're having your vegetables, but you're not getting any of the nutrients that basically were in that vegetable that all got steamed away. So the answer of why you should juice is because it is an unbelievably efficient and unbelievably effective way to give yourself almost a mega dose of the nutritional and nutrients that are in vegetables on a daily basis. And like we talked last week, in a liquid form, it bypasses digestion and goes directly into your cells, no different than that cup of coffee you had this morning, or, you know, a glass of wine you enjoy when you're out. So that's the answer as to why you should juice.
Okay, so why? So this show, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, is called Mindful Medicine, and that's exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life, is just simply, Ray, help people wake up and use their own minds when it comes to making decisions, especially in this, what I call, a misinformation society, okay? Now, I love, last week when you talked about this, I love the fact that you made this reference where people can take coffee and they pretty much feel it immediately. The people take a hit of wine, a sip of wine, they feel it pretty immediately. And then when you juice these nutrient-dense vegetables, fruits, you pretty much get that hit immediately. I love that. Now, however, I'm going to be a little devil's advocate and maybe just tweak a little bit, just for my comfort level. When you say steamed all the way, I would almost agree with you. I would say that the nutrient content can be reduced. I think there's still, when people are steaming vegetables, I think there's still some content there, because one of the arguments I have, and you and I are going to do this for the rest of our lives, hopefully, and we can maybe go back and forth and even disagree, because that always makes great radio, great listening, and we can, through healthy conflict, have a better conversation. But I always had this sort of argument with some of the folks that are eating raw all the time, and I'm thinking, wow, those plant cell walls, like I remember in biology taking it over and over and over again, having the multiple degrees that I do, those plant cell walls are pretty, you know, you've got to break them down, and that's a lot of chewing, and you got to break them down in order to get the nutrients. And so sometimes, depending on the person, I do advocate either juicing for sure, because boom, right there, broken down plant cell wall, nutrient content right available for you, and then folks that are steaming, maybe just a little steam, let that plant wall just kind of relax a little bit so those nutrients are more available to us. That's all I wanted to say.
That makes total sense. And actually, you want to know something funny? When I was steaming vegetables, and I realized this after the fact, I would end up pouring the water into a glass and basically drinking that glass of the water that was steaming the vegetables. So in essence, I was kind of doing it before I even knew I was doing it. But that makes a lot of sense to me as well.
That's because you are the juice star. I just want to tell you. Okay, so that's why. So, but what and how? Give me the lowdown on this juice in 101.
But really, at the end of the day, you know, it's not rocket science, okay? You basically need to get yourself a juicer, and there's a couple different kinds of juicers out there. There's called centrifugal, that's a tough word, and then there's ones called masticating. Masticatings are also called slow juicers. They're getting a lot of press right now because you got a lot of companies trying to get people to spend, you know, upwards of $300 on this product. You know, at the end of the day, honestly, what I would tell the listeners is, I don't care if you're squeezing the vegetables with your hands and you've got incredible Hulk strength. Go online, do your research, figure out what juicer you like. If you go to everydayjuicer.com, we've got articles about centrifugal versus masticating. You know, personally, I use a centrifugal juicer mainly for two reasons. One, the time it takes me, I can juice in under almost 11 minutes, and I can basically clean it in about 3. So it's a very efficient way for me to do it. So that's step one, is really getting yourself deciding which juicer is right for you, a centrifugal or a masticating. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, a lot of people ask questions about juicing versus blending. Hey, why shouldn't I just blend it all and get all the fiber? Because in essence, what you're doing when you juice is you are removing the fibrous portion of that vegetable and basically drilling down to that liquid so you don't have to go through the digestion. And that's the answer right there. The reason, you know, not that blending is bad. I mean, I end up actually taking the pulp that I juiced and then throwing that into a blender maybe a few hours later with a scoop of whey protein, maybe some hemp protein. Sometimes I'll put some chia seeds in there and some almond milk or water, and I'll blend that smoothie up so I'm basically getting, you know, the fibrous portion as well. But the difference between juicing and blending, again, at the end of the day, it's really about that lack of need for digestion and then taking those, you know, incredibly powerful nutrients that are inside those vegetables that you just juiced into a liquid, drinking it, and that going directly into your bloodstream and basically bypassing the digestion and, again, you know, being incredibly bioavailable, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to come back to coffee's pretty bioavailable, wine's pretty bioavailable, and when you take those nutrient-dense vegetables, juices, and pull them into, no matter which way, pull them into a juice, pretty darn bioavailable. And,
exactly.
You know,
You just nailed it.
And I love that you're going to be with me every single week, because there is so much more to talk about on this subject. Because as far as I'm concerned, I get tweets, I get posts, I get questions all the time about juicing. And I think people get confused. And I love your website, The Everyday Juicer, everydayjuicer.com, because you make it simple for folks. You put the dots really close together so that they can connect them. And, you know, the everydayjuicer.com is one thing, but you know what? Every other day juicer is good for me too, because I got to tell you something. The way that I have seen people eat, despite all of the information that we have out there, everybody, even once a week, maybe twice a week, sure could use a nice, big, fresh glass of nutrient-dense, bioavailable juice that's going to help their health. So you and I, Ray, are going to be talking about this over and over and over again. And next week, I think when you're here with us, I want to talk about your special boost, your boost product, the idea that you can actually even boost your juice. We've talked about how great juice is, but forget about it. We're boosting the juice next week, baby. You're coming back with me. Listeners, thank you so much. This is Mindful Medicine. We're going to use our minds, all wake up and stay well, because that's what we do here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com. Thanks so much.